Welcome back to Stories for Kids. So this is the 8th episode of Akbar Birbal. If you have not watched or listened the previous stories or stories of Akbar Birbal, you can go to my YouTube with Sudeshna and watch all the Akbar Birbal stories. Or you can, if you want to listen the stories, you can go Stories for Kids by Sudeshna. You can search to any of the portal for podcast. You can check my podcast. There you will get all the stories of Akbar Birbal. And there are some other stories like Tenali Raman, Panchatantra, and many more. So you can go and check. So let's start our today's first story. That is Birbal Saves the Innocent Man. One morning, when everybody had almost seated in the royal court of Akbar, an oil merchant entered and bowed down before Emperor. He said, "Your Majesty, I need your help. A villager is trying to steal my money." Akbar asked merchant, "Who is the villager? Bring him before me and I will listen to his story too." The next morning, the oil merchant appeared with the village whom he had blamed for stealing his money. He said, "Your Majesty, this is the villager who tried to steal my money." The villager said, "Jahapana, the man is lying. The money is mine." The merchant said, "No, he is lying. The other day, this man had bought oil for me. At first, he gave me a bag of money, but then he tried to steal it from me." The villager said, "I never visited his shop. Then how can I steal the bag from him?" So both of them kept on arguing for a long time. Both Akbar and Birbal listened to each and every argument to reach a conclusion, but it seemed never ending. Then Birbal shouted at them to be silent and said to the villager, "I want you to give me the bag of money." Then he looked at the servant and ordered him to bring a bowl of water. When he had both the things, he put the coins in the water bowl. Then he saw that oil on the coins had come into the surface of water. Birbal said, "The owner of this money bag is the oil merchant. Since this villager had claimed that he has never visited the oil shop, then this money belongs to the man." Everyone in the court applauded Birbal's judgment. Then another man entered who seemed very sad. He said, "Your Majesty, my neighbor who doesn't like me has lodged a complaint against me in the court. He said that I have stolen a necklace from his house, and when I summoned in the court, the judge asked me to hold a hot iron rod tomorrow. He said that God would save me from getting burns if I was innocent. Please help me, I am innocent." Birbal said, "Don't worry, my friend, just do as I say. When the judge asks you to hold the hot iron rod, ask him to test your neighbor the same way. Make him hold the rod too. The rest will be done for you." The next day, when the judge asked the innocent man to hold the hot iron rod, he pleaded the judge to make his neighbor go through the same test. The judge fortunately agreed. However, the other man who was lying instantly said that maybe the necklace wasn't stolen and he would check it at his home again. This was how Birbal saved the innocent man from being unjustly served. So let's read our next story, which is Akbar Test Birbal. Whenever Akbar got... Okay, before reading the story, let me tell you, listen to all three stories carefully, because end of this episode, I'll be asking you a question, and if you listen this episode carefully, then you will be able to answer it and write down the answer in the YouTube comment box. Or you can go, if you are watching this, if you are listening this from the podcast, you can go back to YouTube channel, you can post your answer, or you can visit my Facebook page, a Facebook group, that is Impact on Your Mind. You can search it, you can join the group, and you can post your answer in the group. And one lucky winner will get a free puzzle book, ebook of like a 500 puzzle book I will give you as a gift. So let's read now this story. Akbar Test Birbal. Whenever Akbar got the time from the official works of the kingdom, he always had brainstorming session with Birbal to lighten the stress of everyone in the court. The emperor liked to ask twisted questions and loved witty answers from Birbal. In fact, Akbar always made sure that he never fell short of tricky tasks for his favorite minister. One evening, after a very serious discussion, Akbar thought of asking Birbal a very tricky question. One of the reasons of Akbar's never-ending question was that he liked to test Birbal's intelligence whenever he could. So before the meeting was getting concluded, Akbar asked Birbal, "Birbal, here is a question for you. Let us see what your answer comes. What would you choose between the two, a gold coin or justice?" Birbal thought for a few moments and said, "Your Majesty, I would choose a gold coin." For the very first time, Birbal's answer had disappointed the emperor, as he was expecting him to choose justice instead of a gold coin. With disappointment, Akbar said to Birbal, "This shocks me, Birbal, that you choose a gold coin. I never knew that you were so materialistic. I always believed that you believe in the welfare of our people. So would you always go for justice? You would always go for justice. I asked you the same question again. Would you like to change your answer?" Birbal replied, "I beg your pardon, Jhapana. I do not seek to change my answer. I will stick to what I said, a gold coin." Akbar was shocked and said, "Why would you give such an inconsiderate answer? Aren't you aware of the motto of our kingdom? If you have forgotten, then let me remind you. It was, it is, and it shall always be to serve justice to the people of our kingdom. This is a really sad day for me to learn that we differ at a point where we should have the same opinion. Keeping the fact in mind that you are a very important of kingdom, being my favorite minister." Birbal was quietly and patiently listening to the emperor. The moment Akbar finished expressing his disappointment, Birbal said, "Your Majesty, I beg your pardon, but I didn't mean to let you down. But the truth is that I would choose a gold coin. I know that you are a fair and just emperor. You have always served justice to the innocent and punished the guilty. I am a poor man. I don't have enough savings. Neither do I own many valuables. I have to take care of my family as well. That is why I choose a gold coin." Akbar was satisfied with Birbal's answer. The next and the last story for today is The Mystery of the Blind Saint. One evening, after the court session, Birbal went back home. He had just sat on the cot when someone knocked at his door. He opened the door and saw that a servant from the palace had come. The servant said, "Birbal Raja, the emperor has sent me to call you in the court. He needs you to appear before him now, as the matter is very important and urgent. Moreover, it is related to one of your relatives." After listening to the words of the servant, Birbal rushed towards the palace as soon as possible. On reaching the court, he found that his cousin and his wife with their niece were standing before emperor and asking for help. "What is the matter, your majesty? I hope everything is all right." Akbar said, "Birbal, that matter is serious. Your relatives have just told me that they had taken their niece to a blind saint to know the prediction of her future. He is very famous in their village. But when the niece saw the blind saint, she panicked and shouted that the saint killed her parents, whom she lost some time ago. And now they need your help in this matter." Birbal said, "I think, your majesty, it is important for the blind saint to be present in the court. Only then shall I be able to solve the mystery of the blind saint." The next day, the blind saint was summoned in the court of Akbar. Again, the niece shouted, "He killed my parents! He killed them! Take this man away!" The saint said, "Who is this girl? And what is he saying? How can I kill anybody? I cannot see." Birbal sensed that the man was a fraud. So he made a plan to find out what the truth was. He made the blind saint stand in the middle of the court. Then he walked back a little and ran towards him with a sword, acting like he was going to attack him. The blind saint suddenly took out his sword and started fighting against Birbal. After a few moments, he realized that he made a huge mistake by reacting, as everyone had to come to learn that he was not a blind saint, but a fraud. Birbal said to Akbar, "Your Majesty, had he been blind, he would not have reacted, but he himself ruined his fate by fighting against me. He can see well and proved that he is actually a fraud. Thus, he should be punished severely." Akbar agreed with Birbal and asked his guards to lock the saint in the jail. So now kids, this is the end of our this episode. Did you like the Akbar Birbal series this week? If you like, please comment. It's very important for me to know whether you like these episodes or not. And now it is the question time. So can you tell me what was the name of the first story? Without watching it again, if you can remember the name of the first story, then I will understand that you have listened it carefully. Thank you for listening the stories. Bye bye.